Good morning. Today is Friday, the 22nd of September.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Joining us this morning, noted realtor, Mr. Mark Mattioli. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
You got all your printouts. We've got all kinds of stuff talking about local as well as some of the national trends with home sales and some of the challenges, fire insurance, that are being dealt with these days in the real estate industry. But before we do, we have our question. Are you ready, sir?
Okay.
That's an acquiescence, right?
I'll do it.
All right. Why is someone who challenges what appears to be an obvious truth called the devil's advocate?
Okay, I'm getting there.
Yeah. Give you a moment.
Yeah. I think it has a sort of a Christian base.
Oh, you can get even closer than that.
Okay, because
it starts out during the Roman Catholic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Narrow your focus here, bud.
Yeah. Let's see. Someone who would disagree with the idea of Christianity and say, you're wasting your time with that faith. It's just made up. And would argue with you like that. That'd be a devil's advocate.
We're getting in the neighborhood. During the Roman Catholic proceedings,
you got
leading
the book. I don't have
yeah,
the
I know.
Book.
Leading to the assignment of sainthood, a specific individual is given the job of investigating the candidate and the validity of any associated miracles. He then argues vehemently against the canonization by denigrating the potential saint on behalf of the devil. His official Vatican title is the devil's advocate.
Right.
I didn't realize it was a formal term.
They look at, saints all the time.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa.
I'm not sure I'd want that on my resume.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate for Saint Bob.
Well,
it
must be somebody with a very deep knowledge about these things.
Yeah. Well, I suppose
maybe
if you're already
high level, you know.
Or maybe you're a cardinal already and, no aspirations for wearing the white robes.
Okay, so I get like a C on that one.
Yeah, at least you're in the classroom.
All right, okay.
What is going on locally with real estate, Mark? I mean, we've been hearing, and this is on a macro scale, inventory is a little tighter nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got interest rates going goofy. We've also got locally the fire insurance challenges.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and then we've got just all the normal things that happen.
Our sewer lateral
connection
not normal?
Yeah, well, apparently it is. I mean, it's just the jurisdictions are doing it anymore, but
yeah.
Another new cost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What is the general attitude out there right now of either buyers or sellers?
I think we all are watching inflation and how it's affecting interest rates. So as long as the Fed, which did not increase interest rates this very week, as long as they are becoming more comfortable with it, they've raised interest rates. I mean, I can tell you, it looks like they've almost doubled them, but it's not quite that bad. They went from below 4 to 7 now. That is almost double. Yeah, let's say 3.5 to 7 is a double in 24 months. 24
it takes
months.
A little bit of inertia out of the...
It did, and it's had the effect. So now that they think they might have bitten into inflation and its growth, the California Association of Realtor Economists thinks that next year the rates will start to ebb, and that next year, therefore, will be a good rate. How are we going to make it till then? That's another question, but
right.
It's hard to qualify people. They go in what they thought was their rate at 5 or 6.
180-day escrows?
Yeah, maybe we go for long ones. But there's still the demand, Brian. There's still excitement about owning your own home. And so really we've seen prices remain solid.
Now, is that some of the weather refugees?
That's our kind of a specialty here.
Exactly, that are coming to our neighborhood.
I didn't hear the word weather refugees before, but I guess, yeah, that would be it.
They're coming here because of some of the strange things that are going on elsewhere, whether it's heightened sensitivity or reality, we kind of set that aside. But the Humboldt County is becoming, and I suppose down lower to a certain extent as well, destinations, not because of some of the things that were there before, but some of the recent concerns that have surfaced that are starting to, climate refugee, that's the word, not weather refugee, is making our area even more desirable than what it had been previously.
I wouldn't disagree. I mean, you're talking very coastal. We're not talking Willow Creek and Trinity Village.
Not out in the fire zones,
not the fire zone, and that's the other thing, is the amazing amount of damage that fires have caused and fear that it's put into people. They would like to get away from that. So I think it's probably true. That's one of the factors that has kept our market from collapsing because of high interest rates, et cetera. I use the word collapsing. I mean, we are still strong, and it's pretty good. In times past, we've talked about Cal Poly having an effect, and that's a really localized effect, too, on demand for housing. Demand creates the sales, and this people want to buy them, sell.
Does demand equal urgency? Or does demand
equal? Well,
I mean, the normal
component of demand is urgency. Yeah.
Yeah.
Component of demand is also, as you talked about, climate concerns, and also interest rates are a component.
Well, and employment. I mean, you know, for those that are,
I guess, yeah,
in the youngers,
yeah,
listen to me. Yeah, I'm almost.
Yeah, you're 31, 30, 41 now, aren't you?
Man, you're hitting multiples or percentages of. Yeah, it's not working. They've been around too long. They know when when the pitchfork is out.
Well,
or the need for a pitchfork is out. That's probably more accurate.
But if you look at our little chart here, which I've shown before, and we thank this to thank McCann Charles for keeping track of these statistics for us. Statistics tell a good story, and they say that we have in the last months, we had a drop in the early part of the year. I think it was when rates started to do some climbing.
When the shock hit, yeah.
And so then, but it seems like it's leveling off, although it was higher. Prices were higher, 5 or 10,000 in average. Okay, we'll get.
We'll
back.
Talk. We'll talk. Okay. Yeah, it's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Realtor Mark Mattioli. So, Mark, you were talking before the break a little bit about some of the prices and some of the inventory that we have locally.
Mm-hmm.
There's normally a seasonal fluctuation with that also. Are you seeing, is the marketplace experiencing wider swings because of the issues with the fire insurance and with the cost of money, interest rates, or is it just kind of depressed and you're seeing less high peaks and less low peaks and it's just kind of the middle properties that are selling now?
That's a good thorough question, Brian. Like what you gave me every choice. Okay, well, let's see. Well, according to statistics, the number of houses in our annual sales has dropped, and it's dropped from a high of 1,500 category around 1,000. And some of that has to do with people pulling back from the market. Yes, indeed, rates are higher, and insurance is also affecting the cost of buying a house. You go in to figure out if you're qualified. You find out that, gee, what you thought was a 5% rate's now 7.25%, and the insurance is really remarkably higher. And we also know that, and I think most of your audience would know, that State Farm has pulled out, Farmers Insurance has pulled out of California, and they just don't issue the policies. We were talking on break about our insurance commissioner and his power over home mortgage insurance rates, and it has caused a serious problem.
Is the California Association in discussion with him?
I would think they are. We are a lobbyist, you know, to say this is a hurting the market. It, you know, in the city of Eureka, not so bad, but surrounding anything close to a tree, excuse me, that was low.
That's okay. Yeah. Anything, even a tall bush sometimes. Yeah,
even a tall bush. Yeah, like cotton can be challenging to get an insurance policy because, as we said, the insurance commissioner has a great deal of control over insurance rates, and he won't raise them because he's working with the governor, and we don't want to let inflation. We're going to do our part to keep inflation down. The problem with that is if as you said earlier, if your policy gets you a dollar and it costs you $1.80 to continue to hold that policy, you're going to get out. That you're losing money badly. So why wouldn't the governor let the policy rate go up to $2? Well, you see, we got to control inflation. That means that the marketplace is not being able to do what the marketplace should do. If it costs more, then vendors are going to raise their prices.
Pass it through, yeah.
And if they're not allowed to raise their prices, well, I guess I won't be in this market.
Have you seen, my understanding is that it's done by zip code.
What's that?
Fire insurance is done by zip code. So you said Eureka. Well, okay, you got Eureka as 03, and you've got Eureka as 01.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, are you seeing a difference?
I would say 01 and 03 right in here close. Arcata's okay. Within the city limits, it tends to be better because they have good fire protection, et cetera. It's when you get close to forests, and believe it, that's our county. We are there. I heard a quotation. The guy says, well, I just got to have insurance. I'm buying this house. I really have to have insurance. Quotation, $23,000 or $9,000 a year. That's just, you know, that's the end of that. You know, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to back away. And so those something's got to be worked out there, and it's going to be affecting more. Fortunately, you know, most sales occur in Eureka, Arcata, and Fortuna within the city limits in Humboldt County. But that's something that I don't know what I can do. If we just got to look at our insurance commissioner and vote somebody in, maybe who understands that the marketplace ought to have some flow. I think they did jump in years back because it's too much of a monopoly and they can raise rates beyond necessity. And that's why the state of California got involved in it.
Yeah, there was right around the time of Ma Bell being broken up.
Yeah.
I think that's about that. I mean, there was that big push, and boy, haven't we all benefited from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think they were involved. You may recall not long ago, workers' comp went through the roof, and you paid your worker $100, and it cost $180 to cover him. I made up $180.
Roofing, and roofing. There were a number of industries that were paying more in comp than they were in payroll.
In payroll, right. And has an effect there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the insurance picture.
So in spite of that, there still have been homes sold. One of the things that, you know, for buying but also for selling, my understanding is that a lot of renewals are not happening also.
That's right. If you
Toledo.
Yeah. What am I going to do now? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you sell? Well, you don't have buyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you stay where you are? Well, you can, but you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
In this dichotomy, mm-hmm, I guess it just is interesting. But I suspect that there's enough pressures building up, and the fact that we're coming into an election cycle.
Maybe.
At least there'll be some discussions.
Yeah.
About this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Humboldt County, obviously.
No, I think that the state's looking at it. We're hearing it from other brokers too, and other areas. So it's spread around, and it's going to have an effect, and it's already started to have an effect.
Well, you think about those places where there's the population densities; those homes are worth a whole lot more, and they have a larger voting block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope they help
all
us
all of a sudden,
there, huh?
You know, some of the elected start paying attention to this stuff.
The little tail that cannot wag the dog. The dog's pretty big here in California. We might complain, but that's your source. All right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. When we come back, we'll talk about some more digestible things.
Okay.
You like that one, huh? All right. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mattioli from Benchmark Realty. Mark, are customized homes, or individualized homes, I guess, is probably more to the theme that I'm thinking of. Are they selling more now because they're not the punch-out with the brown carpet and the off-white walls? Or are they things that people are staying away from because, in addition to the purchase price, they're looking at repainting the walls and making them white and ripping out the carpet and making them tan?
Now, I think you're presuming that there is new construction to purchase.
Or existing homes.
Well, okay, but you said custom. I thought you were
talking about new homes. No, I'm thinking, okay, I've been in a house for a couple of years, and now it's designed to meet my needs rather than what it might have been initially. A little touch up here, a little change over there. Do those tend to be embraced by people that it's novel, it's a little not routine, or do they shy away from those?
Well, maybe your improvements are specialized, but if in general, an owner who does improvements to his house is treating himself well, because that's the one thing you can do in a market that's turning, going up or going down. Make it a better house, improve it, new flooring, draperies, upgrade the appliances. These are good things to do and not to be ashamed of. An old bathroom that was worn out with cracked tiles, time to put a new bathroom in. Yeah, that's good things to do. There's nothing wrong there. You'll get more value for it.
Now, we were talking during the break, and I think I probably shared the plans of building a new one.
You've told people this. Right?
Yeah, oh, yes.
So I didn't want to say anything. Yeah,
well,
okay.
The kitchen island is going to be 48 inches tall. The counters are going to be 42 inches tall.
Do people know?
I'm going to die in the place, so it's going to be pure me.
Brian, do people know, your listeners know, that you're a tall fellow?
They know that. Well, if they don't, they haven't been listening for too long.
Because that is unusual.
Eight foot doors? Which is not...
8-foot doors is no problem.
Yeah, I know. For you, yeah,
because... But the countertops can make a difference, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if it's going to be my place, I don't want to have backaches all over the place.
Jeanette and I moved into a house that was built in 1906. We still live there. And the party who lived there must have been relatively short. All the doorknobs...
Oh, geez.
...are pretty low, and which is not a big problem. You can reach down and grab a door. You know? You could.
But I got to put something on my knees to figure those things out.
But countertops make a difference. I've seen kitchens with a very tall counter, and it matters. So
it's intriguing to me.
But you should make it comfortable. Yeah. This is your house, and you're building a
furniture. Oh, yeah. That's...
Make them 53 inches.
But there are some people that will do things always with a mindset of, and it can resell. It's an investment rather than a home.
Right, right. You should keep that in mind, really, because you could go nuts. But it doesn't mean it makes every decision not your decision. You should do it for your own purposes. It's a small matter to adjust.
Yeah, if somebody doesn't like it, great, okay, then rip it out and put your own in. I don't care.
If everything else is, for
example, if I'm gone, I don't care.
a 190-degree ocean view, then you'll put up with some taller cabinet tops or countertops. So I think that matters too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been intriguing going through processes and identifying what is desirable, what is defined as critical, contrasted to buying an existing structure.
Yes.
You look at it and you go, yes or no. You don't, you know, okay, great. So throw a new color on. Who cares? I mean, that's not a major versus moving a wall or windows and the size of the windows or, you know, those types of things that when you have an empty canvas, you can start playing with some of this stuff.
But the word custom does mean that it's cost more because you're doing things that are
different
onesies, and not 50 houses at a time. So by
that would lose all the fun.
It would be. Let's say.
Oh, you imagine
you've got to know your paying
5 miles of home like you guys have got.
Yeah, right.
You know, the novelty disappears. Yeah.
Anyway, so I think you have a right to do it, but know that you're paying more. I think I like your design. People ought to hear more about yours. It's the most unique setup, especially when you told me today that you're putting in
a dumbwaiter.
Dumbwaiter, yeah.
Most butlers are not dumbwaiters, by the way. they have some intelligence.
So that your kitchen is upstairs, and kitchen upstairs, why, good idea to have something, some device that'll haul up.
You don't make 14 trips up the stairs.
No, I think it's really good. Our old house has a dumbwaiter from the basement to the kitchen, to the living room, because it was firewood was important to the warming of the house. Didn't have forced air heat. So this is 1906, okay? So you go in the basement, you could have a lot of firewood stored, and then there was a big dumbwaiter, and it's probably 48 inches.
Oh, so the kids could climb in it.
Man, did they climb in it. We were popular in the neighborhood when we weren't there, and we're, you know, don't do that. They did it anyway. Anyway, but it has a big crank on it.
Or teenage parties. Mom and dad show up a little early. Boom, everybody goes down to the basement.
I don't know how I made it, really. If you wanted to. We made it through that, and no one broke their neck. Oh, well. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, so that was a hand crank.
It's a hand crank, yeah.
Oh.
But it makes a really cool shaft, so you can get in the shaft and, you know, move up and down if you're a kid and climb in it and stuff. Well, we, of course, screwed it all off, and you can't do that anymore.
Oh.
No, it's all done. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you use it still? If you open it up, is it usable?
I suppose you could. Yeah, you could make it work again.
Oh, yeah, some of those.
It was well built. I mean, it was really stoutly built, the big crank, and I don't even know where the crank is anymore. But you would go to the basement, put the firewood on there, crank it up, and lock, and then
walk
firewood
upstairs.
Is right there ready for you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like your idea.
Those types of things, I call them personalities for the homes.
That's good, yeah.
Same thing with the turrets or bay windows or even like those faucets that are over the ranges, so you don't have to drag the pot of water from the sink and try to figure out how to get it under the sink. I mean, all those things, they kind of look a little abnormal. Well, they are. But they're functional.
Yeah.
And those little things, I think cumulatively, can really make a difference between having a functional home and something that you're always making accommodations for.
Yeah. Well, you will be catered to, because there's a lot of that kind of stuff for people who are building their own home. And this, as you say, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Showers and all manner of, I remember, go ahead.
Do people take the time that you would suggest to consider what is your gotta-haves in the next home?
Are we still talking about real estate and the real estate market here?
Okay. Yeah, home purchasing.
Okay.
To really reflect on what is it that you want, what is it that you need. They say location, location, location. Well, great. But if you've got three or four homes, there's different locations. Do they take the time to really know what they're looking for, or is they just kind of showing up and having a general impression?
Well, if you're talking about Humboldt County and Eureka area in Arcata, there's not a lot of inventory. So if you're looking for a house and it's good enough, pretty soon you'd better jump on one, or the next time you go around to look 6 months later, prices might be higher.
Good enough is good enough.
Good enough is good enough. Unfortunately, okay. I mean, it's just you don't always get exactly what you want to pick. I mean, over there by Humboldt, Arcata is a hot market. There's not a lot there at all. You get one, and it has some compromises. Likely you'll buy it because you were there, and you may have to compete with other buyers.
You're still getting multiple offers, yeah.
One of our brokers, 13 showings, two offers. We've had just recently, last week. So it goes like that.
So in spite of all the stuff we've talked about, it's still...
Demand is still strong. Buyers still want to buy a house. Humboldt County, and some of the reasons that we say that we're popular and you've got it nailed is the, I think, the climate, the heat issue of the valley and the fire issue are two really strong reasons. We're seeing people like that, and they're coming over with cash.
That's what I was wondering here. So the interest rates are not really applicable for them.
No, not really to a cash buyer.
Yeah.
And, well, insurance might, but if you don't have a mortgage, insurance is not going to slow you down. So, yeah. But I was going to get to the sewer lateral issue we never got to. How much time do we have?
Oh, we can keep rolling. Winston's not in here yet.
Okay. Well, but the sewer lateral issue has become an issue. Every house that is selling in Eureka and Arcata and Ferndale has to have the sewer lateral videotaped, or they call it closed caption TVs. Has to have a CCTV video done.
That's when they run the little machine through
the
pipe.
They run a little cord through with a camera on the front, and it's lit. It's got a light on it, probably LED, you know, or something like that. And they go 60 feet, 100 feet, whatever it is, and they'll go up and down, and they'll see the cracks in the pipe, if there be any. Commonly, what they're really looking for in the city of Eureka, whose average housing stock is well over 60, 65 years old. And in that period of time, they were using clay pipe.
The terracotta,
little two-footers. One joins the next, joins the next, joins the next, and by the time you've got 60 feet, you've got a whole bunch of them, you know, 100, 200 of them. So what happens around here with earthquakes?
Yeah, 30 or 40 seams.
Yeah, you get all those seams, and they will break, and they know that they're affecting the groundwater, and the city of Eureka was put under pressure, whether it was a suit or not, to correct that issue. So now the city of Eureka and, you know, Arcata and Ferndale are ahead of this.
But it's been redefined, though. Before, it was to the sidewalk.
Yeah,
that's where the city's responsibility had been, but now it's to wherever the pipe is, and if that's on the other side of the street, then your responsibility includes cutting up the street.
They call it upper lateral and lower lateral. Upper lateral is from your house to the sidewalk, and lower lateral is from the sidewalk to the
sewer. Yeah, I know what upper means. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:46.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:50. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mandioli. So, Mark, what kind of strategy are you recommending to folks who are either interested in selling in the next 6 months or buying in the next 6 months? Just kind of keep doing what you do?
I think
let's see where we are.
Yeah, there's always buyers if you're selling, and there's always houses for sale if you're buying. So, you can put your head under under like an ostrich, or you can just go to work and do it. Is it easy just to find the one you want? No, I have people looking for months, and we do.
And that's healthy, and that's okay. You don't have to panic by.
No, I don't think you have to panic. Yeah. Just keep going at it. If you're selling, just keep, as we talked about, doing improvements, keeping it tightened up, start pruning those roses and those bushes that you've been putting off and make it look... get it ready to go. But really, people put the house on the market when it's timely to other parts of their life. The job got changed. The kids got out of school. They're moving over to Reading, and it's time to go. The new job starts. There's lots of reasons. Or we're getting out of this town because it's always on fire or whatever it might be. But also, there is a lot of stress, too, purchasing and selling a home. It's a transition time for people from philosophical point of view, something happened and you need to do this. You need to go there or move on. And, you know, your normal aspects of your life has a little disruption. So
yeah, normally there's a triggering event of some sort.
Which, of course, brings up your real estate broker, who's done this a lot and can help you walk through these details. And
that's why I would think a lot of what is exceptional and extraordinary for me, you've done gazillion times, and it's routine. One, it's not you, so you're able to separate a little bit from it. But whatever the unique challenges are, somebody has already dealt with it.
Yeah.
It's not the first time for anything.
There's that part's true. We are learning that we have to solve new problems all the time. There's always something new. This whole thing with the sewer laterals is about a two-year-old problem. And let me wrap that up. The city of Eureka jumped in and realizing that to make people do the lower lateral and they do as well as the upper lateral. It used to be the city would take care of anything down to the main. Well, that costs a lot of money to do that. And now the your choices are you get a type A contractor, who can do road right away and that kind of construction. And not just a plumber. A plumber can't dig into the street, cut into the sidewalk, those kind of things. So the cost is has been running up high. The city jumped in, the city of Eureka anyway, and offered to do that from your sidewalk to the main for a cost of $8,000. Well, that's a lot of money, but I've heard 16 and I've heard 20. So sometimes, you know,
it's a bargain.
It's a bargain, and we can close the escrow, and someone's got to pay that eight.
But it can be done out of escrow.
It'd be done out of escrow.
Okay.
And even if the work's not done, we can still close that escrow. So there's a lot of $8,000 checks have been written to the city in the last 12 months.
Yeah, good thing they're so flush.
But there's a way out of it, I would say that. And
All right, it's
a good reason to do it. We shouldn't be polluting our own
groundwater. Oh, it's legit, yeah. Thanks for coming by. Always fun.
Thank you, sir.
See everybody on Monday.
Okay.